You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. All right, the divisions have been decided. Champions are about to be crowned and legends born like Taylor Heinicke. But what about you? What's in it for you? I know. It's your time to win in the NFL playoffs. You've waited and watched all year. Maybe your team had a good season. Maybe your team had a bad season. How about you have a winning season in January? MyBookie, the industry's leading online sports book and casino. And it's not hard to understand why. Thousands of lines to bet on your favorite sports. NFL, NBA, college basketball, check, check, check. MMA, soccer, check, check. They've got all the latest odds, period. Take advantage of MyBookie's prop builder and live in-game betting where every single run, throw, basket, touchdown is another chance for you to put cash in your pocket. Visit their mobile-friendly website today and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Just use promo code ZABE when you make your first deposit. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. The best part is they make it simple with a variety of ways to deposit, including credit card, bank transfer, Bitcoin, and more. Whether you're at home or on the go, your laptop or on the phone, it's not too late to make your New Year's resolution a resolution to get paid on the games you knew were going to end up the way they did. Bet, win, and get paid at MyBookie. Today on the ZabeCast, if you thought 2020 was a year for the birds with a Y, well, you're right. And there's one last kick coming. Notorious J.A.Y. joins me. We'll talk college football playoff, the relative hotness of Kristen Wiig, and my impulse headphone purchasing. All that plus a rousing year-end FTG. A glorious bonus 45 of me is straight ahead, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Thursday, December 31st, 2020. Thank you for downloading. Let's send this bastard year out on its face. Speaking of which, I do have some news. Hey, wait a minute. What the? I don't like the sound of this, Abe. What the hell is this music? Well, it's the birds. Turn. No.
Season, turn,
and their time to every purpose under heaven. programming note, beginning Saturday, January 2nd, that would be this Saturday, I will be changing my on-air shift from the Team 980 from 3 to 6 weekdays to 9 to 12 a.m. on Saturday mornings.
No! Not possible!
Hey.
Not possible!
This was a mutual decision between myself and Entercom, the new parent company of the station, and we're both quite happy with it, believe it or not. See, my contract was coming to an end, and I had been thinking and thinking and thinking for months and months and months about what am I doing, where am I going, how much do I want to work, where do I want to end up in 5 years, 10 years? And so I've been thinking about it for a long time. And this is the right move for me at the right time, all things considered. And I'm very excited and I'm thankful for the opportunity. Chris Kynard, the program director at JFK and Entercom, has been great, saying, yeah, we can do that. We'd be happy to have you there and use you in other ways, perhaps in the future. So I'm looking forward to it. Of course, I'm going to miss forever doing a daily show with two true pros and loyal friends in Scott Lynn and Steve Solomon. They played loud and fast with me every single day for a long, long time. But alas, things end, and we all must eventually be on to Cincinnati. Anyhow, I wish those fellow hosts and people at Team 980, all my colleagues there, I wish them renewed success under the new ownership group. I really think they're going to achieve it finally. This is proper ownership of a sports radio station. We have been orphans of Dan Snyder and then Urban One. Urban One treated us great. They just didn't know how to block and tackle for sports radio. Dan Snyder's ownership tenure speaks for itself, and I'll leave it at that. Finally, the station is in the hands of a competent, capable operator, and I think that this town is going to enjoy having two distinct flavors of sports talk radio. In the meantime, to everyone who graciously offered me a round of golf over the last 20 years, watch out. I have a good search function on my email, and trust me, I plan to collect. I know this sucks for you guys who are listeners, and I want to say a word about that for just a moment. But from my standpoint, just be happy for me, because we're talking 20 years now of doing afternoon drive, except for a brief foray into middays with Andy Pollin when some fucking genius PD rolled in, said, let's take you guys here and move you here and move Thompson there. And yeah, that'd be good. You know, that lasted like a year and a half, or maybe less than, I don't even know how long. It was just, you know. Other than that, it's been 20 years of me having to say constantly to all kinds of people, I can't, I'm working. I'm tied down. I'm behind a hot microphone for 3 hours, maybe more, in the afternoons, from 3 to 6, 3 to 7, 4 to 7, you name it, plus traffic, commute, the whole schmear. The things you miss, dinners, banquets, ball games, golf rounds, beers, fishing, hanging out, leaving town. Okay, well, the fishing, I wouldn't have done any fishing. Let's throw that out. Getting to leave town early. Oh, yeah, we're going to get out of here at 2 o'clock, go to the beach, long weekend. Actually, I got to be on the air. So be happy for me in that regard. In short, yes, I ailed my own show because I kind of knew this was the outcome a while ago. It wasn't formally finalized. I said, I've got some vacation. Let's figure it out over vacation. And that's what I spent the last week or so nailing down the details. But I was not in any way, shape, or form going to have a big, this is my last show. I mean, you know, Scott had already been thrown off the boat. And it was me and Solly. And the show is the three of us more than it's just me at this point, after all these years. And there is a ton of inside baseball that went into this decision for me. I mean, we're talking Bill James level saber metrics of inside baseball. Things that my instincts are always to, on this podcast, in this forum, share with you guys to give you a peek inside and say, well, look, here's what's going on. But then as I thought about it, I go, you know what? A, nobody cares. There are people without a job, losing their business. Nobody fucking cares about my story. Number one. Number two, anything I could say could and would possibly be used against me just in terms of, you know, information. Knowledge is power. Why blah, blah, blah about stuff that could then be used by a future potential employer? Well, wait a minute. Didn't you say that? Third thing is, I know where I'm going. And I'm happy with this move, and I'm excited for it. And I think it's going to be very good for me. I want to emphasize that the new ownership group, Entercom, they wanted me to continue in Afternoon Drive on Team 980 with potentially a replacement for Scott Lynn in theory, which we didn't really get very far with the conversation because I kind of knew that I wanted to go a different direction. So I appreciate that, and that needs to be said right there. Lest anyone think, well, I can't believe they got rid of you. No, they wanted to keep me. But their idea was to keep me on 980. The other thing that I need to say is that I have no major health concerns at this time, other than this nagging GERD and my ongoing rheumatoid arthritis. And there's not a health reason for why I'm doing this and why I want to do this. And also, nothing's going to change with my morning show in Milwaukee, 97.3 The Game, with Gitter and Josh, or Josh and Gitter. Let me get those names in the right sequence, lest I ruffle any feathers. That's going to continue. So all those things need to be said first and foremost. But I know that point on the horizon, in the distance, that I am aiming my ship at, and I'm happy about that. Please, if you do find me, please do find me on Saturdays on 106.7. I am excited to be on that platform, that signal, even though it is, of course, a weekend morning. For years, I have sat in front of the microphones knowing that whatever effort and whatever I put into my show, especially in the afternoons, after 5 p.m., when fall and winter, the station powered down because of AM radio rules. They can't be full power at night because AM radio waves travel further at night. And so if you kept your power at 50,000 watts once the sun went down, you'd start stepping on and clobbering other frequencies two, three, four states over. A handful of stations have a license to stay 50,000 watts at night, like KMOX in St. Louis and I think a couple others, and you can hear them five states away. But we were not that kind of a station. So, I mean, believe me, I'm excited to be on a booming FM radio station in DC for the first time in my career. So please find me on Saturday morning. Give me a shout out. I'll still have the same text number. You know the number to the station, I'm sure, as well. Please, if you do advocate for me publicly, please do it for me and for me alone and what I can do. Don't do it at the expense of other talent, because they are my colleagues. And they are, you know, none of us is better than anybody else. Not you, Buzz. I can hear Solly's voice. None of us is really any better. We're just different chefs. We cook differently when it comes to what we do on sports radio. You may prefer one over the other, and that's fine. I don't think anyone's really any better than anyone else. So just, if you're saying, oh my God, you're only on weekends, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Easy, careful, don't, because that won't help me if you're just, you know, laying waste to other people. And then finally, please, please, please spread the word and subscribe to the Zabecast on Fridays. The future is digital, and the future is independent platforms that are unsinkable in today's climate. I believe Adam Carolla called it a pirate ship upon which he now sails, and others are doing the same. That's the future, especially in today's environment. If you want fearless, funny, edgy content, we're all going to have to pay for it in little dribs and drabs as we see fit. So please tell people about the Zabecast and spread the word. All right. And that's the last note of 2020. Happy New Year. Now, just like Bill said, we're on to Notorious JAY.
Hello.
Time now for a man who has often wondered, what would it feel like to be doused with a Gatorade bucket full of mayonnaise? Did you see the end of the Duke's Mayo Bowl between Wisconsin and Wake Forest?
I tried not to watch a second of that, and I succeeded.
And you succeeded. Well, good for you. The only suspense was they had a special Duke's Mayo bucket that was like yellow, and people and the announcers were like, is that really going to have mayonnaise in it? Because, you know, they've had French fries in the Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yeah,
and they had Cheez-Its in the bucket the other night.
I take that one, by the way. I love Cheez-Its.
You're not the only one. So is Don King, as you know well know. So there it is. No mayo. It was just water. And you successfully avoided watching the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Hey, yes. You know what? We're coming up on the big ones on Friday. Where are you going to be watching the college football semifinals?
I only really want to watch one. I will be sitting here in the confines of the control compound. I just want to see Ohio State and Clemson because there is no coach I hate more
than Dabo.
Yeah,
he is very anti-Dabo.
Yeah.
A little bit too God squatty for you, a little bit too rah-rah for you.
It's two things. Too much Jesus talk and then too much bravado from a guy who's not that great of a coach. I'm going to tell you again on these airways. Dabo was getting his ass handed to him, but somebody at Clemson said, we got to give this boy some help. And they got him the best assistant coaches that money could buy. He's got the best staff ever.
I didn't know that was illegal. I didn't know that approach to winning in college football, strength coach $450,000 a year.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but Dabo's the guy who's in the gang and he talks real big and bad and then jumps behind the tough guys because he's a dummy. He was getting beaten bowl games like 55-20
Clemson,
when he was left.
Clemson gonna Clemson is what they used to say.
It was a verb. Thank you. Clemson, right.
But so, you know what? He's got it rolling now.
He's got it. I mean, he's not Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll was a good defensive coach.
That's a great argument right there. Pete Carroll, Dabo Swinney.
No, because Pete, at least, he had some chops. He was a good defensive coach in the NFL. He was in over his head as a head coach then. But he had Dabo, I don't know what the hell. Wasn't he like a special teams coach? And then everybody got – he was like Chuck Sapienza when everybody got fired. And he was the only – and he was the last man standing. And they put him in charge. That's how it was.
I just don't – you know what? You're oftentimes prescient in your contrarian takes. And your epic call of UMBC as an upset over Virginia will last forever in time. However, I cannot get behind this take that Dabo is overrated. Clap, clap.
He's no X and O's genius.
It doesn't matter. They win. He's the only guy that has punched Nick Saban and mighty Alabama in the face and rearranged their fucking nose. Only guy.
Great support staff, great assistant coaches. They've got the best things money can buy. Have you seen like the field house for Clemson? It has like a waterfall in it.
Every big program has the lazy river.
Have you been to that area of South Carolina? I have. It ain't shit there.
Spartanburg?
Well, I've been to that area of South Carolina. If you get somebody to come there, you're a genius.
Hold on a second. They got a Bojangles down there. They got a Denny's down there.
They have a Dairy Queen. Right. Yeah.
They got some things down there. You're going to hear from somebody who lives right near Clemson, and they are going to peel your lid back on this.
And I'm going to tell them, I've been there. It's a piece of shit town. So I'm going to tell you, it's a piece of shit town.
Juicy Iverson. Don't bring that shit in. Don't talk to me about that. Talk to Tawana. Who told you? Who told you Spartanburg was a good place to be?
I mean, Columbia, South Carolina, is a bigger town than Spartanburg.
It is. It is. Yeah. Home to the Gamecocks.
But come here, but before we start, we got to pour one out. We got to pour one out.
For what?
For the original Woody girl of our lifetime. Woody mean a girl with a great ass.
Okay.
Don Wells.
Yeah, Don Wells, the original Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Ugh.
Dies at 82 with or of COVID. We're not sure. The life expectancy is only about 82 in this country anyway, so who knows? But yes, it's a bad one.
We've got to pull one out for Don. Marianne was, there was a debate. Marianne
versus Ginger. Yeah. Yeah.
Betty versus Wilma. That'll be a big one also. But, you know, I was a Marianne girl.
Why did you like Marianne over Ginger?
Great ass.
I went right to the ass.
It's not even a question on that one.
Best booty on the island. Well, wait a minute. There's only three booties on the island, and one of the booties is 90 years old.
Right. Never saw Miss Powell's booty. Lovey. We never saw that.
Lovey.
Yeah. I'm sure Lovey was great in her day, but she was a little past her prime.
While we're on this, let me ask you this. I streamed Wonder Woman 84 last night, as a matter of fact, just because it was free and I got HBO Max.
I also have HBO Max, yes.
And about 10 to 15 minutes into it, I said, you know, they should be paying me to watch this.
It's not good.
No, it is half of a fucking video game. It is such CGI bullshit. I know. It's a superhero movie. What do you expect, Zabe? Don't you understand the Marvel Cinematic Universe? You don't understand the MCU. You're not a true fan. You don't get it. You have to suspend disbelief. Do you have to have that much bad CGI? Can you just do a few of them? How about put a better story around it? I watched it, and I didn't watch it, Jay. I just had it on while I was surfing the internet for, you know, baseball scores and right, fantasy
right.
team.
Right, football focus.
Camera reviews.
You're watching the All-22.
Exactly. I had it on just because I was gazing at what I think is the world's number one, Gal Gadot. Oh, my God. She is beyond perfection.
But I hate all comic book movies.
Yeah.
Hate all that crap.
Well, then you wouldn't like this one.
Except Black Panther, of course.
So, right. Of course. Yeah, right. Gotta represent.
I was told I had to like it, and I did.
They said, here you go, Jay. Here's your talking points. Wakanda Forever. Don't forget that. And I hope you enjoyed them. Well, I don't need to know that you hope you enjoyed it. You did enjoy it. Here's your papers.
Now, to tell you the truth, I've only seen like half of it.
Okay. Oh, dude, don't risk losing your card over this. All right?
Yeah, I've only seen half.
Jay's seen the whole thing, everybody. Relax. So here's the question. Kristen Wiig in this movie played the alternate bad guy, bad girl, rival superhero. She, you know, went from the plain Jane nerdy archetype to equally powerful almost as Wonder Woman. And of course, they fought in the end.
And ooh, Kristen Wiig.
And I just thought she's hot, but she's not on the same level of hot as Gal Gadot. Kristen Wiig to me is what I would call attainable hot. And there is a whole genre of attainable hot, and there's nothing wrong with it. It is kind of endearing in that it sucks you in. You think, hey, I could be your boyfriend. And cleans up real nice.
Anna Kendrick, is she attainable hot?
Anna Kendrick is a fucking dime piece. And yes, she is attainable. Yeah. She's attainable hot. She's America. She's everybody's girlfriend. I watched Noelle for the first time, the Christmas movie. You probably don't watch Christmas movies.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I have a penis.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. All right. And you've got a heart as black as coal.
That's right. I do. That's right.
She was in that. She was the lead in Noelle, and she's just impossibly cute. She's impossibly perky and fun. You're like, God damn, I want a girlfriend like her.
You're at your brother-in-law's, right? So you don't have your computer handy. Damn it.
I got it. No, I'm here now. What do you need?
There is Anna Kendrick was in a movie with,
Movies. I'm now going. Pitch Perfect 2, Simple Favor, Trolls, Up in the
Simple
Air.
Simple Favor.
Oh. She's,
have you ever seen that?
No, but it looks hot.
There is a scene where it's all about this woman who asks Anna Kendrick to take care of her kid, and the woman fakes her death and blah, 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 and Anna Kendrick figures all this out. But there's a scene.
What's the scene? I'm Googling it right now.
She's in her car. Anna Kendrick rapping. I think basically that's what it says.
Okay. Anna Kendrick car scene.
And she's ramping Annie up. And it is one. It's one of the best hip hop songs. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't tell me that one of the other all-time goats in terms of current hotties is in this movie. Blake Lively.
I didn't know where she stood on your, okay.
Blake Lively is in the orbit of unattainable hot.
Insanely
hot, like perfection hot, like Gal Gadot, but Anna Kendrick, no difference.
You can't shoot us. The police are outside.
No, they're not. Hey, cops.
Oh, wait a minute. Nope, that's not it.
Okay. I shot my ex-husband scene. All right.
It should say Anna Kendrick rapping.
Oh, there you go. Rap car scene, 16 seconds.
Yes. That's it.
By the way, there better not be the N-word in this, all right? I don't want to hear that
one.
Not on this podcast. No. Right. No. I don't. Sleep. Hold in the heat. Put holes in your Jeep. Respect the streets. It's the L-I-L-F-A-M-E.
Ah, how about that,
She's so goddamn adorable.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
I do love Anna Kendrick.
What song was that?
It's Annie Up by M.O.P.
Okay.
It's one of those songs, if, as my buddy likes to say, if there's a song that has started many a fight, it's that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every sports fan knows it's not about how you start the season. It's about how you finish. At MyBookie, 2020 finishes strong with NFL, college football, and the return of NBA action. Sign up today to receive a halfway deposit match up to $1,000. And while you're at it, ring in the holidays with 6 days of giveaways. You heard it here first. From December 21st to December 26th, MyBookie's hooking players up with free bets, casino chips, and blackjack tournaments with huge cash prizes. And it's all week long. To get in on the action, it's simple. Sign up, make your first deposit, and enter promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, to claim your bonus and start taking advantage of the holiday freebies. Head over to MyBookie and discover this year's batch of fun on-site promotions and win big with 6 days of giveaways. This holiday season, bet with the best. Bet with MyBookie. All right, there was two insane plays in the NFL this past week.
Wow, we're talking sports. Sports, what's that?
Hard shift. Sports. All right, so one was the Tyreek Hill rundown play.
Awesome, yes.
Chiefs 17-14 win over Atlanta, way too close for comfort. He likely saved a touchdown when he tracked down Falcons linebacker Foyesade Olakun.
Who was a running back from what they told us.
Intercepted a pass. Basically, Cheetah began in the back of his own end zone, ran out, hurdled some wreckage, some car wreckage of fallen Chief bodies who were chasing, hurdled them, turned on the afterburners, and then hauled him down, punched the ball out. They almost got a turnover back out of it, but the ball went out of bounds. Still saved a touchdown, though. It was absolutely insane. Thoughts?
When he jumped the guy and then ran him down from the back, I had to go look and see what he was like in college. Did you hear about it?
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Him in college at all at Oklahoma State? Because I don't remember.
Heard about him and his girlfriend in college.
Okay. Well, I saw him return a punt. It was in Bedlam. And I was like, oh, he was even that good in college. He is. Dante Hall
freak,
was the last.
Freak speed.
Electrifying freak speed we've seen, right?
Yeah.
Dante Hall, yeah, maybe.
But,
yes.
But Tyreek has a different gear. Like
you're right.
He's got seven gears. Right. Most guys have one through five. He's got actually seven.
He's got overdrive.
Right.
Yes.
So other guys might have the horsepower, but they kind of top out when they get to the fifth gear. He's got two more gears to even go faster. It's absolutely effing crazy. Yes. And that's why the Chiefs played it very careful when that latest round of allegations of domestic violence came out. They didn't make any sharp moves, Jay. They're like, we're just going to go. We're investigating. We're not going to have any comment right now. They quickly cut Kareem Hunt because they're like, that's fucking running back. We'll get more of those.
Well, yeah, we can make more of those.
Yeah, this guy, though, this guy is a freak. This guy will terrify defenses. Okay, so that's play number one. Play number two, and I should have talked about this here on the podcast a long time ago, is the Ryan Fitzpatrick pass in the waning seconds against the Oakland Raiders, 19 seconds to go on their own 25. Down 25-23, no timeouts, drops back, throws a pass while getting his head pulled off by Arden Key of the Raiders, who committed a face mask penalty, and somehow Mac Hollins was just sitting there going, oh, I'll take that, yoink, caught it for 34 yards, added 15, field goal, ball game.
Well, the Raiders blew the coverage, but for Fitzpatrick to even get the ball in the vicinity because his helmet was literally turned around to the other side of his face.
Right. There's still photos of the ball still in his hand and his face and his helmet is twisted nearly 45 degrees to the left.
Yes, it was
90 degrees to the left. Actually.
I like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I do. I like his story.
But
the only thing that he thinks he's a starting quarterback, but
he was all bitter. He got benched this year.
He's our version of Don Strzok, and that's a good. And do I have to explain to people who Don Strzok was?
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. They'll Google it on their own. Here's the thing about Fitzpatrick. You know, the nickname Fitzmagic was sort of like a tongue in cheek thing, but there is some crazy kind of juju with this guy. Like, it's more than just he's a super backup that knows how to kind of run around and make plays. Like, literally, that play confirmed a little bit of magic in that old Frosty the Snowman hat of his. No?
He's good in doses.
All right.
You can't get a whole serving of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, of course
not. You got to get small doses.
I was trying to think of a more horrific way to snatch defeat from the absolute iron jaws of victory. And the only comps I could think of was Dallas one time lined up Vanderjagt at FedEx to kick a game-winning field goal against the Redskins. And the kick got blocked And Sean Taylor, rest in peace, my friend, picked it up, ran with it, and then got face masked at the end of the run. Because you can't end a game on a defensive penalty, they had one on time down, and they had the extra 15 yards. The Redskins kicked a field goal to win the game when it looked like for sure they were going to lose the game. Don't know if you remember that one at all.
I do not. Do not.
All right.
Well, of course, the Jets. Well, the Jets and the Raiders this year.
The Jets and the Raiders this year was one. Do you remember the Saints and the Jaguars in which they had the band is on the field type of play that actually went for a touchdown, and then the legendary Morton Anderson missed the game-tying extra point back when extra points were virtually unmissable?
Oh, my God. I have to go look that one up.
It's unbelievable.
I have to go look. I don't remember that.
Yeah, exactly. The Saints, let me see if I can find it here. Saints play Jags, Anderson missed XP. I don't know how to find this. It's on the internet.
I've got one. Steelers versus Colts. Steelers are going to run in the touchdown with Jerome Bettis to seal the game.
Oh, God, yeah.
But yet, Jerome fumbles.
Right.
Colts recover. Ben Roethlisberger with the shoestring tackles saves the game.
And But it looked like Vanderjagt was still going to make it.
Yes,
and then he
yes.
kicked, and he was one of the most accurate kickers in the league.
And he kicked a source.
Right. Yes. He fucking kicked one straight to Muncie. And it was not even close to coming home. By the way, my internet is now on a smoke break, apparently. So
I cannot.
It's on a smoke break. Well, it's just temporarily out for some reason. I have no idea why. Okay. Moving right along. The Steelers are going to rest Big Ben. Your thoughts?
They should.
Okay. Your hopes for the Steelers once the tournament begins?
Oh, they're in one game and out the next game. I said they lose out. Remember, I said that last week. I was pretty sure they lose out, but they showed a lot of grit, I guess, coming back and winning.
Right.
In the second half, they still can't run the ball. So, again, Scott Lynn and I made fun of you till the cows come home when you said that you could, you know, if they left you alone 1 year, you could study up.
Right.
I still want some, and I've asked my high school coaches, high school friends who are coaches, they never give me the right answer. Why do you go in a shotgun and run a read option when you have a quarterback
that
who
can't
has never run the ball?
It is so dumb.
Insidiously stupid thing.
They're begging Big Ben to run. They're like, oh, God, I'd love to see you try to run for the pylon. We'd fucking crush you.
But all the ends do is crash down because they know he's not going to keep it. Why do you start a fourth and one, fourth and inches, 7 yards back in a shotgun? That makes no sense. And nobody has ever given me a good reason. Yeah. Well, that's just the way we draw it up.
Yeah,
but that's stupid.
Yeah, because they don't want you let you in on their secret little club. They don't want to admit that maybe it's not fucking rocket science. You know, it's calling plays.
I used to think they were the smartest thing, but that's just dumb.
Same with the draft people. Same with the scouting people. It's like, how could you not see that Johnny Manziel was a cokehead with no fucking responsibility? Well, you know, we did our background checks. He was really impressive in the interviews. Really? You fell for that? Wow. All right. The old banana in the tailpipe, like it's a Beverly Hills Cop. Good job. Way to do your due diligence on that one.
I'm still not sold. I'm still Baker Mayfield. I'm still out on that.
That's the Steeler and you hating.
Baker's
out.
Two good games this year.
Baker's going to play. It's Big Ben's out, and so Denthead is in.
Yes.
And it'll be the first meeting between Denthead and not Courtney Brown for the Steelers.
Oh, my God. Courtney Brown. That was a first-round bust a long time ago.
He wasn't a bust. He was pretty good, but he was injured a
little. Courtney Brown?
I can look him up.
From Penn State, Courtney Brown, he was in the same team as LeVar. I think he was a bust. Or am I thinking of someone else?
Where is Cleveland Browns draft bust Courtney Brown now? Oh, boy. Yeah, Courtney Brown's five biggest NFL draft busts ever.
Thank you. Steve
Emptman, Tim Couch, Courtney Brown, amongst others.
Steve Emptman from Washington.
Miles Garrett is who I'm thinking of. And Denthead is your backup quarterback, Mason Rudolph. Do you expect any fireworks there?
I expect them to go under center and run the ball a lot. That would make sense.
Okay.
But that'll probably not happen.
By the way, the Saints PAT fail, I'm going to play the audio. You got to go look it up. NFL Films top 10 only came in as the seventh worst play in NFL history.
Up in Jacksonville, the Saints had one last shot to keep their playoff hopes alive. That play will become known as the River City.
Aaron Brooks, by the way, number two for the Saints.
Oh, my God.
The shotgun, Brooks pumps, throws down the near sideline to Stallworth, and Stallworth tries to get away from some...
Dante Stallworth?
...to the 38-yard line. He needs a block. He needs a couple. Now they're going to lateral the ball to Michael Lewis.
Michael Lewis.
...to stay alive. He'll lateral it to Deuce. Deuce
McAllister.
Moves, yep, 22, right?
And the Saints are going to take it in with Payton. Jerome Payton.
Jerome Payton in.
Saints pulled it off and succeeded with a playoff berth on the line.
What a play to keep your season alive. 75 yards and the score.
Well, in typical Saints fashion, we had a play that was completely unexpected and just sort of pulled off in a way that just had your jaw dropped.
Who the hell is that?
That lateral worked. That worked.
It's the Stanford Band.
I'm a Cal guy, so there is only one The Play. There should only be one The Play. Everybody, of course, has tried it.
Isn't that Michael Silver?
Yeah, it's Michael Silver. Asshole.
Not a fan. I was going to say, not fucking a fan. No.
Arrogant asshole.
Yes.
You're a fucking writer. Calm down. You're a writer who's occasionally on TV. You're not all that.
Karmic football as epic as it is, what you just did.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Season alive.
Here we go.
By John Carney to tie the game and send it to overtime. And he missed it! He missed it! Are you kidding me?
Kickers!
Scott Farrell, Farrell on the bench.
Tape to the locker or left behind.
He missed it to the right!
I'm sorry, I don't care how good a kicker you are, you got to make that.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, you got to look that one up. It's a pretty good one.
I'm going to look that one up. Wait a minute, so are you excited for the Big Four football games? And which one do you want to see?
I am excited. Notre Dame, Big Two. I'm excited for both.
Can we stop with Notre Dame? Can we stop with Notre Dame playing in big games?
Well,
can we stop it?
Well, listen, they're playing for their chance to be shoehorned in the future. If they shit their pants like a nursing home patient.
Oh, ouch.
Good God. Is that really? Sorry. If they shit their pants, then guess what? They're going to not get invited anytime it's
ever.
Close.
You are not invited to my birthday party anymore. Yeah. Notre Dame.
No, I'm excited for them, but I want to go somewhere and watch them with some guys. Can I come to your house?
No, we have a strict no. We have a 2-people minimum.
Fuck off. Capacity 2.
Capacity 2.
All right. Well, there you go. You know what? At least you didn't sugarcoat it. That disappointment went down real quick.
Of course you could come, Zayman.
I'd like to get some guys together to watch the game. It'd be fun. I'm looking forward to both of them. Remember we used to watch the Final Four together?
I do, yes. Yeah. And all of a sudden...
Travel.
Yeah,
I got nowhere to be. I got nothing to do. I want to leave the house. We'll work on it. Headphone purchase. Tell me if this was impulsive. I was in.
It's you. Yes, it was impulsive.
Come on. I was in Target. Excuse me. I had to go get him right here.
Yeah.
I got myself a camo edition Beats Studio 3 wireless set of headphones with the gold trim and the tan underside. And it looks just beautiful. For $175 off list price of $350. I got these for, they're $350 headphones. I got them for $175. I don't need these, but shit, if you're going to give me a $350 pair of headphones for half fucking price, I'm in. Impulsive or smart?
Impulsive as fuck, but you are also talking to the guy who, but I can't talk. Like if I'm sent out shopping and I go to like your big box store, like your BJ's,
yeah,
just to pick up four things, I will see the 90 bag of shrimp and go, of course we need this. Who doesn't need? We might have a party. And if somebody might want shrimp, we have it right here.
Right.
Yeah. So you're talking to the wrong guy. I'm king of the impulse.
Yeah. This was like a case. I mean, this was the male equivalent of a pair of shoes for a woman, you know, for a real shoe horse. You're like, but honey, I had to get them. They're, David Blanton's and they were 50% off. You have no idea how good these shoes are. And they were, you'll never find a price like this again. I'm a fan of Beats Studio Wireless. Now I've got Bose QC35s. And I've got Apple AirPods, but my business is in putting things on my ears and listening to things. So why shouldn't I have more than a few sets of headphones?
And that's what you told yourself at the checkout line. And it made all the sense to you.
You know what else I said? I said to my daughter, Catherine, I go, Catherine, how much is on that gift card you got for Christmas anyway?
Oh, you used your daughter's gift card?
No, technically not. Technically not. She got $43. In fact, I gave her the $3 to cover the 40 of stuff that she got. So there you go. All right, real quick, before we get to FTG, Haskins has fired his agent, David Mulligetta.
I thought it was the other way around.
Really?
I thought his agent fired him.
I don't
know. Wait a minute.
I don't know if you can do that.
Absent. Oh no. AB got let go by what's his name?
Right. Drew Rosenhaus. Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he fired him. Either way.
Yeah.
It says super agent David. How'd you say his name again?
Mulligetta.
They split amid spiral. And so it doesn't say who back. I could have sworn I read.
Haskins had to blame. To me, it's like Haskins is like, well, I'm going to blame my agent. Hey, man, your fucking agent didn't order that stripper party for you. Your agent didn't go 14 for 28 in the first half alone against Carolina.
Your agent didn't tell you to come into the building for like an hour and a half and then go home.
Right. And go, I think I put in enough work. I'll do some tablet work later tonight as I'm with my girl with Shorty on the couch. No, this is the NFL for you right there. It got me to thinking about, you know, Jerry Maguire and the great scene in the shower, you know?
Breathe, Jerry. I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you.
By the way, is this not a great scene? And was Cuba Gooding not great in this movie?
That was the apex of his career.
Yeah, and then came Boat Trip. And then came a movie which he went full retard, like they said in the movie Tropic Thunder.
He never go full retard.
And he did. Yeah. And then he started
like a retard, might have been a retard, didn't go full retard.
Yeah. And then he started raping chicks. And it's like, oh shit.
It's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn,
pride-swallowing siege
that I will never fully tell you about, okay?
Wait a minute. Could you play the Tropic Thunder for me, please?
I will after we hear this. And by the way, the look on Cuba Gooding Jr., look at the scene again. He just sitting there listening to Jerry lose his shit, and he gives him this sideways look with a raised, wrinkled forehead like, all right, keep going, because I'm out here playing, busting my body up, and you're fucking yelling at me now.
God, help me.
You can't.
Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help you. And I dig that about you.
Oh, they cut it. They cut something out of this.
Could he does the punch? Help me. Help you.
Yes. He's all laughing at him. Oh, it's a great scene. Tropic Thunder. Never go full retard.
And it was Sean Penn. Sean Penn is who we did. Sean Penn went full retard. That's what he's... Right. So
I didn't mean to show you up back there. It's just, I feel like we really need to set the example for the other guys. It's going to be tough, but I think Damien's going to get some great shit out of us. Just wish I had a director like this on Jack.
On Jay. What, Jack? What you talking
about? Simple Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Simple Jack, yeah. You went all out on that one, huh? You did. That's one for the fences.
Simple Jack.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Yeah, it was an intense experience. You know, I just did the work.
Did the work.
Watched a lot of retarded people. Mm-hmm. Spent time with them, observed them. Watched all the retarded stuff they did.
You know, I always found mere observation in and of itself is a tad rudimentary. Sometimes you gotta dig deeper to mine the true emotional pain dirt. Thus we can diagram the source of the pain and then live it. You know.
Yeah, live it. Yeah, exactly. You know, there were times when I was doing Jack that I actually felt retarded, like really retarded.
In a weird way, I had to sort of just free myself up to believe that it was okay to be stupid or dumb.
To be a moron.
Yeah.
To be moronical.
Exactly. To be a moron.
An imbecile.
Yeah.
Like the dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
When I was playing the character.
When you was a character.
Yeah, I mean, as Jack, definitely. Yeah.
Jack. Stupid-ass Jack.
By the end of the whole thing, I was like, wait a minute, you know? I flushed so much out, how am I going to jumpstart it up again? It's just like...
Flush.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You was farting in bathtubs and laughing your ass off.
Yeah. I mean, it was just really quite a... It was crazy.
Is that working with Mercury? It's our science, man. It's art form.
Yeah.
You an artist.
Mm. That's what we do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hats off for going there. Especially knowing how the Academy is about that shit.
Yeah, here we go.
Wait... About what?
What?
You serious? You don't know. Everybody knows you never go full retard.
What do you mean?
Check it out. Dustin Hoffman, Ray Man, look retarded, act retarded. Not retarded. Got two pictures of your cards. Autistic. Show. Not retarded. You got Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded, maybe. Braces on his legs. But he charmed to put himself next to him and won a ping pong competition. He retarded. Peter Sellers being there. Infantile, yes, retarded, no. You went full retard, man.
You went full retard.
Never go full retard.
Holy shit.
You don't buy that? That's Sean Penn, 2001, I am Sam. Remember?
Went
full retard. Went home empty handed.
Jesus Christ. I love that movie. I don't know if they can make a movie that funny and that incorrect these days.
I was talking to Stern today. We were saying that movie couldn't be made.
Fuck that guy. There we go.
Old School couldn't be made.
No, really couldn't. All right, time for FTG. Let's wrap it up. What do you got?
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to give it to Dwayne Haskins for now besmirching the reputation of the black quarterback. Dwayne Haskins has set the black quarterback.
Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson haven't propped that tent up. There's not a firm enough foundation. There's not enough pillars of
two
really good.
Three steps back with Dwayne Haskins.
Shit, he didn't set you back. Come on, man.
Oh my God, I hate this guy so much.
It's not good. That's for sure, right?
And I just hate that people making excuses for him. Like, there's a couple people at Yahoo.
That's bad. You can't do that. You can't make excuses for him.
He's an asshole. That's basically what it is. He's an asshole. His dad's an asshole. And he's surrounded by assholes.
Yeah.
But now there are people like the microscope now is going to be even closer now. Because you don't want to RG3 or Dwayne Haskins. You don't want to draft something like that. Yeah.
Russell Wilson holding that tent up for you, okay?
He's still holding his tent pole up. All right,
very good. So for Dwayne Haskins, fuck that guy, says
Jay. Fuck that guy. Thank you.
Here's mine for the week. Arizona's Sean Miller. On Tuesday, Arizona became the third school in the last 5 weeks to issue a self-postseason ban for this year. Now, they are 7-1, but they don't really have a monster team on their racket, so to speak. This follows LSU giving itself a bowl ban this year, which was rich, and Auburn in November banning their team from the dance this year. And the announcements in which they say we do this to maintain and reinforce the integrity of the program. Yeah, right. They threw Emmanuel Book Richardson under the bus in this thing, and Mark Phelps, another guy, was implicated. They're out, as they were fired. Guess who stays? Sean Miller.
Sean Miller.
fuck that guy. Cheating ass motherfucker.
I can't give that to Sean Miller because he gave the greatest pass in NCAA history. The send it in Jerome pass.
No way. He was on the front end of that one?
Oh, he dished it to Jerome Lane.
Oh, man.
Yes. Send it in, Jerome.
Good trivia. Yes, all right, Jay, happy new year, my friend. Thank you for your friendship, your contributions to the podcast, and everything else.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. And that is a wrap for me for this calendar year. Tomorrow, January 1, out of the gates hot with a football, probably five-ish ways Friday. Myself, Mr. X, we'll probably get Tim Murray out of bed. We'll preview the Final Four and go from there. Thanks for listening, everybody. I appreciate your support. Have a great Thursday, and we will see you tomorrow. And although that's playing in my chairs, I still wish you the best for the both of you. Every sports fan knows it's not about how you start the season, it's about how you finish. At MyBookie, 2020 finishes strong with NFL, college football, and the return of NBA action. Sign up today to receive a halfway deposit match up to $1,000. And while you're at it, ring in the holidays with 6 days of giveaways. You heard it here first. From December 21st to December 26th, MyBookie's hooking players up with free bets, casino chips, and blackjack tournaments with huge cash prizes. And it's all week long. To get in on the action, it's simple. Sign up, make your first deposit, and enter promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, to claim your bonus and start taking advantage of the holiday freebies. Head over to MyBookie and discover this year's batch of fun on-site promotions and win big with 6 days of giveaways. This holiday season, bet with the best. Bet with MyBookie.
All right, the divisions have been decided. Champions are about to be crowned and legends born like Taylor Heinicke. But what about you? What's in it for you? I know. It's your time to win in the NFL playoffs. You've waited and watched all year. Maybe your team had a good season. Maybe your team had a bad season. How about you have a winning season in January? My bookie, the industry's leading online sportsbook and casino, and it's not hard to understand why. Thousands of lines to bet on your favorite sports. NFL, NBA, college basketball, check, check, check. MMA, soccer, check, check. They've got all the latest odds, period. Take advantage of MyBookie's prop builder and live in-game betting where every single run, throw, basket, touchdown is another chance for you to put cash in your pocket. Visit their mobile-friendly website today and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Just use promo code ZABE when you make your first deposit. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. The best part is they make it simple with a variety of ways to deposit, including credit card, bank transfer, Bitcoin, and more. Whether you're at home or on the go, your laptop or on the phone, it's not too late to make your New Year's resolution a resolution to get paid on the games you knew were going to end up the way they did. Bet, win, and get paid at MyBookie.